This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, kicking off another hour. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, any day of the week, we're here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
And by we, I mean the people of Free Talk Live, not Conan and I, who, I mean, you and I haven't been on a show, just the two of us, in months.
And you know what we talked about last time?
Huh?
It was Farm Talk Live. Remember that?
I do. Well, I had a garden for a long time. You currently have one. I raise pigs. You raise chickens and rabbits. So, yep. There's that. But let's go to the call. So we've got Gene the Christian Anarchist. See if I push the right button here. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, are you figuring the board out again?
I'm doing my best. I'm not exactly seamless at this. Plus, I talk while I do it rather than just keeping silent, which would make it seem like I knew what I was doing.
Well, talking is a good way to cover up mistakes. I do it all the time.
What's on your mind?
So anyway, I was going to talk about the virus, of course.
Everybody's talking about it.
And, you know, we've had four patients now that tested positive, and they're all on...
You work at a doctor's office.
Yes, and they're all on the chloroquine and Z-Pak. And they're doing quite well. They're doing actually marvelously. One of them is about ready to go to be declared cured. And a couple of them I've just, you know, they're new patients. So I'm not new to us, but they've just newly been diagnosed.
What are the chloroquine's side effects? I don't remember.
They're very minimal. I mean, this is a drug that's been around for...
It's a malaria drug, right?
Years. Yeah, it's been around for like 80 years, and it's a well-known drug. And there are some side effects. I can't tell you what they are off the top of my head. I'm not a doctor, first of all, so let's get that straight. My wife is the doctor, and she's the genius who's been treating these people. But she's getting it off of, the forums and the resources that are talking about these treatments because it's all pretty new. Seems to be that the thing that kills you is the inflammation in the lungs. And so you don't really treat the virus, but rather treat the inflammation. And that's why some of these drugs are, they don't seem like they should work because they're not effective against viruses.
Right, they're not for viruses, but they're but if they're effective against inflammation, then hey, that might work.
Right. So they're still trying to figure out the exact nature of this thing. It seems to affect the body similar to carbon monoxide poisoning. So, they don't know all of the details yet, but they're learning very quickly. And I suspect, and I've predicted all along, that this was not going to be the horrible society ender that it was predicted from the beginning. And I didn't do that because I had some kind of scientific knowledge or I'm super smart or anything. My prediction was based on one thing and one thing only. In 50 years' time, I've heard all these predictions about how bad everything's going to be, and every prediction has been wrong, 100%. So it's easy for me to disbelieve any prediction that comes along because I've seen it, and they're never right. They're always wrong. So,
and this is, like, for one, the media needs to have, if it bleeds, it leads, right?
Correct.
So they need to have something that's terrible to talk about.
And your government needs it as well because this proves their relevance.
Right. So, fear means everybody runs to mommy government. It's happened over and over again. No big surprise. And, yeah, you're absolutely right that the vast majority of times they talk about being, careful of this thing or that thing or whatever the thing might be, that they're just not right.
Now, and I do want to caution people that it is a deadly, it's a deadly condition if you get it and you don't get treatment. So it's not something to take too lightly. But if you do get it, if you know anybody who's got it, they should request these drugs from their doctor right now, and they should if the doctor's not automatically assigning them, they should ask for it.
What about taking it prophylactically? I mean, a lot of people are trying to do that.
You can, maybe some, because people are on these drugs already, so for other conditions, and one of them is lupus, for instance. So if you're already on the drug because you have lupus, it might be that you'll never be affected by this thing. I don't know. That's still going to have to come out in all the numbers in the future here. But I think I'm predicting in 3 weeks we're going to be back to normal. Everything's going to be, well, kind of normal because the economy is already damaged severely, and I don't think that's going to turn around. But as far as our health
goes, I'm hoping by May 1st that America's looking a lot more like, America did. Maybe we get rid of a few bad habits, and I think that could be an advantage. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Luffy Ratspeed calling in from the Internet. Luffy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yep, gotcha.
Excellent. So, yeah, I just thought it would be worth at least bringing up that for once tonight, that comment that the Surgeon General made the other night about this being our Pearl Harbor 9/11 moment. I was wondering what your guys' thoughts, comments were on that. I hadn't heard it been brought up yet.
Well, if you consider all the freedoms that were stolen from us during those events and all the money that was made, all the warmongers making all the more tanks and more ships and more missiles, that's what those two events brought us more grief. And so we lost freedoms. We gained security, maybe. I'm not so sure about that, but I'm thinking that never let a good crisis go to waste, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. They are taking advantage of this. They have overhyped it, not just government, but the dying news media is taking advantage of it as well. If it leads, it bleeds, or if it bleeds, it leads. Everyone who can is taking advantage of this, and those people, you're what's wrong with humanity. Bunch of sick psychopaths.
I guess from my point of view, I as a news media person, I have to say, well, we got to talk about the things that people want to talk about, and they want to talk about Corona right now. But they want to talk about Corona because they've been told they want to talk about Corona. And so it's this chicken and the egg kind of cyclical situation. Free Talk Live certainly didn't come out talking about Corona, but now we don't have many choices because that's what everybody wants to talk
about. Everyone who's called tonight is called about this.
The only comparison I can see between, say, Pearl Harbor and this is the amount of brain space it took in Americans. So, if that's what we're talking about, the amount that Americans thought about it.
Before Pearl Harbor, the Americans didn't want any part of that war. They had their foot firmly down, and you saw what it took. It took the U.S.
government meddling with Japan's empire growing.
Exactly. They brought it up, and it worked. And all of a sudden, just like 9/11, you have movie stars, and you have football players all, we got it, rah, 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 America. America is the greatest country in the world. We can't let these cave dwellers mess with us. And it was psycho. It was kind of like all of these toilet paper hoarders. It's lunacy. Some people, you have to wonder if we truly are in a simulation, and 95% of you out there listening are nothing but non-player characters who don't have a...
What evidence do you have you're not a non-player character?
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. So yeah, I mean, very astute observation. So as I heard this, as I took it in, I thought, okay, well, what exactly is he basing this on? And besides the comments that you both mentioned, I thought, yes, those are both very astute observations. The because that's the only thing left that remains plausible. Because if you look at it from a perspective of, okay, well, what were those events? They were surprise attacks by foreign entities of some sort. Now, maybe you want to consider, okay, this is the China virus. Okay, maybe that's an attack by a foreign entity. They're flinging mud at each other back and forth about that. But no, they're both surprise attacks. We saw this coming, so that doesn't make sense. And the next thing that doesn't make sense are the numbers. As of March 28th, according to the CDC, 24,000 to 63,000 people so far have died from the flu. That's
I want to talk about this. If you'll just hold the line,
sure.
Please.
The
number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I do love talking about these corona numbers. Of course, they change every day.
Yep.
It's like watching the hurricane come in, barreling down.
Some people love it.
And then it takes a hard right. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. Why wait? Save your dog from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dog will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
Is that your, like, is your real name, Conan?
That is, it's on the birth certificate.
Wow.
My granddad, speaking of granddads, he was like, you can't do that to this kid. You're going to ruin his life. But my dad was a fan. Yeah. And by the way,
was that a fan?
Here's the history. I was named before the movie came out.
Right.
Way, well before the movie. But there was a resurgence of the Conan stories.
Yep.
Thanks to Frazetta.
Right.
He really brought those back in the 60s, 70s.
He's an oil paint artist who would do the covers for
many fantasy novels in that time period.
Yeah.
He is one of my favorite.
Paint. So gorgeous.
And he wasn't even considered an artist until he died. He's an illustrator.
Right, as an illustrator, like so many. Well, you think about Jack Kirby, for instance. This guy changed the face of the planet with his ideas, and only now is he getting recognition.
That's typically the way it works, unless you do splatter painting like these numbskull abstract artists and you sell your crap for millions each. It's a sad life we live in. Toilet paper hoarders, I'm telling you.
I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch, which I get, and sometimes it's twice a day, is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. If you, like me, can never spell Phoenix, just go to Google, type in freedomsphoenix.com, and they will pull it up for you. It's freedomsphoenix.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Rat Speed on the line here talking about the corona numbers. Rat Speed, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Just to recap before, the commercial break, we mentioned that the Surgeon General said that this was our 9/11 Pearl Harbor moment, and so I did the minute worth of research that it was required, and I saw that the number of people killed during the Pearl Harbor attacks was 2,400 people, and during the 9/11 attacks, the official number is 2,996, roughly speaking. That's 5,400 people. Every year in the United States, and the current numbers for the 2019-2020 flu season is somewhere between 24,000 to 63,000. That's the estimate given by the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to the Surgeon General's numbers...
And that's an estimate, just to be clear. They only test, like, 30,000 people, and half of those people don't actually have... influenza, and I'm going to try to distinguish between influenza and the flu here from here on out, because I believe the flu has turned into a colloquial term for flu-like symptoms, condition with flu-like symptoms, and that influenza is a virus. And I think there's a distinction. Go ahead.
Right. Well, yeah, that's another point that actually is connected to the one I'm going to make. So according to the logic by the Surgeon General, that since between 24 to 60, let's take the worst case scenario. Let's say 63,000 people died from the flu this season. That's eight times the amount of Pearl Harbor and 9/11 combined. Are you saying, is the Surgeon General saying that the flu is a reoccurrent 9/11 moment every year? It doesn't make any sense.
Now, I think it's the confluence of the media saying a government narrative, a counterparty, and by that I'm talking about the Democrats out there, the minority party narrative, and the American people all sort of coming together. Who's going to be the big winner here? Government's going to be the big winner here. This is, American people aren't going to walk out of this better unless they vigilantly protect their freedoms when finally you're allowed to say, I think I'll go out and have a hamburger, without everybody on social media jumping on you like you're trying to kill all of humanity.
Yeah, I'm giving you the stink eye. Yeah, it's until the tar and feathers come back out of storage, to take back what has been taken from us, yeah, it's going to keep going downhill.
And look, I was watching Laura Ingraham on Fox, and the one thing that I will say about what they're saying there on Fox is she's right. We need an exit strategy. There is no exit strategy for this. It's just like, well, this is it. America, stay home. Non-essential people, no more jobs.
I think it's going to be states. States are going to take back some of what has been taken from them.
Nine currently don't have stay-at-home orders.
Exactly.
Rethi, go.
The fear, uncertainty, and doubt is being taken advantage of in this situation. Absolutely. And I boiled down exactly what needs to happen. People say, oh, well, everyone needs to get tested. There's actually two different tests that you need to have to create a proper ratio to collect data to create a statistical model. The first one would be the nasal swab test, which is how many people actually have the virus and the disease currently in their system. The second one is also very important, which is testing the antibodies to see how many people's natural immune system have been able to take care of this and what symptoms are they showing. If the vast majority of people are asymptomatic or slightly symptomatic, times or divided by the number of people that have the disease, in other words, if that ratio is really high and they're saying, oh, well, everyone is getting this, but no one's having any symptoms, that would limit down the amount of FUD. And they're not doing that. And one of the reasons why is because we don't have proper health care in this country. So depending on what system you believe is the best system, I've been watching a lot of South Korean news, and they can't even understand this crazy, complex, mafia-type system that all of these private corporations have over the American people. They can't understand it. They're like, well, why is the response so bad? From their perspective, what's happening in this country is it's crazy. It's insane. And it's convoluted, and everyone's taking advantage of this, and it's creating more FUD, and unfortunately, it comes back down to that whole thing where too many people are profiting and taking advantage of this confusion, this chaos, the fear, the uncertainty, the doubt, and that is exactly what you guys have been talking about. It's going to lead to another depression. It already is.
Right. The economy's basically shut down. Ratspeed, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
But as I said earlier, it's not the coronavirus isn't causing the depression that we're going to go into. That we're
no, the government is.
And it's not the government either. It is the people. It is the system. The system is meant to collapse. Winter is coming because it's December. There's a spring, and there's a summer, and there's a fall, and we have entered winter. It's the cycle. The cycle's repeating like it does, and you just better be prepared for it, just like you should be prepared for any winter.
And that's what we're actually going through right now is that we're going through a list of things that somebody made a list, basically. What should we have learned from the Great Depression that perhaps can be applied into the future? And we'll go on with that list here shortly.
After the break. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You can talk about anything you want, even coronavirus, if you really, really, really want to.
855-450-3733.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting the Paycheck Protection Program. During a White House briefing, the president says the program has been so successful, he's asking Congress for more money.
Paycheck Protection Program has been incredible. So based on the incredible success of the program, I'm announcing that I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the Paycheck Protection, which will help keep Americans employed to facilitate a quick and full recovery. We're doing very well.
The number of people who died from COVID-19 is continuing to grow. It passed 12,000 this afternoon, only a few hours after crossing the 11,000 threshold. Johns Hopkins University researchers say nearly 380,000 people are infected with the virus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Come on, call in. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
And before we go to the phones, which I do intend to do straight away here, I want to tell you it's about saveatpurse.com. You can save up to 25% on your Amazon purchases. And the only catch? Well, you can use crypto. You have to use cryptocurrency. Go to saveatpurse.com, save on your Amazon purchases, use cryptocurrency, and in the process, support Free Talk Live. So it's saveatpurse.com, and once you sign up there through saveatpurse.com, you don't have to do anything else. There's no putting in a coupon code or anything like that to support us. It's just saveatpurse.com. Go there, sign up, enter some cryptocurrency in, and start saving. Because, well, Amazon, man, they're a real winner on this one, too.
Oh, yeah, they're doing quite fine, as am I, because guess what I do? I sell product on Amazon. So there you go. Essential jobs, man. You gotta find what works.
Let's go to Abby Normal, calling in from the Internet. Abby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to talk about the importance of being prepared, the preparedness aspect of this whole thing. The Latter-day Saints or the Mormons, as most people know them, but they prefer LDS.
Okay.
But I was raised, I'm not an active member, but I was raised in that church.
Yep.
And they talk about, like, so being raised in it, they talk about being prepared and how important it is for you to be prepared for just anything in particular, even if it's just a financial like job loss. But they talk about self-reliance and how it's always so important to have a food and water supply of drinking water and to avoid debt. Those are like the basic.
I was going to mention the debt part. They like to own their houses.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A lot of libertarians come out of the LDS church, by the way, for whatever reason. Okay.
Well, it's probably, there's probably a lot of reasons for that, but around where I'm at, it's saturated with LDS church. I don't practice the religion, but they do the preparedness aspect. I'm just telling you, it just in general, it's
cultural.
Important for anybody. Yeah. Yes, it's just important, though.
What would you say the number one things that one should do to be prepared are?
Well, definitely have like a supply of food of regular, you know, at least a month. If you can, do 3 months, but a month ahead of time. But definitely if you can right now in these times, I'd say 3 months.
Well, you'd be real comfortable right now if you had 3 months worth of food saved up.
Right. Well, Mormons are, well, yeah, they usually prepare for that. Like I'm talking like, even if it's like the basics, like sugar, rice,
yep.
like, you know, but the basics.
It's not that hard. You go to the store, you buy a can of food, a can of beans or whatever, buy two, buy three. I mean, they're not expensive.
Right.
And rotate them. The Mormons often have these elaborate rotation systems, which are great because the last thing you want is some 15-year-old can that you find in the back of your cabinet. You can't do anything with that. But
believe it or not, canned food does go bad. He starts tasting like first it starts tasting like can, and then sometimes
drinking water.
Yep.
Drinking water too, and so having that, but also avoiding the debt, and then having like even I think clothing and bedding is also good to have spare. Just even like just have it like in a to even having stuff for it to go. A lot of people don't think
bug out bags.
Yes, exactly. Just for in case you needed to hit the road and just and go and get out. Like, it's important to have those things. And, you know, it was said the need for preparation is abundantly clear. The great blessing of being prepared gives us freedom from fear. So that's the important thing of it. You're not as worried. You don't have to stress as much if you have the preparedness.
I would agree with that and say that is the most important aspect of prepping is not only you increase your survival, but you increase your mental stability, your mental health.
There's less stress
over it. And it's the same thing with staying out of debt. Just as, you know, without this silly crisis, having debt over your head like that, it could bring people to depression.
It's so I came back from a trip yesterday or the day before. I'm not even entirely sure. Day before yesterday, I think. And I hadn't been to the grocery store until on my way in to work today.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend who's staying at the house made some beans and rice. He's a vegetarian. Well, I like his beans and rice, but I prefer to have some meat in my my beans and rice. And of course, there wasn't anything in the refrigerator. He's not stocking anything in my, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went downstairs to the freezer, grabbed a couple of pounds, a 2-pound little seal meal bag of pork that I raised myself, and just brought it up. Browned it real quick in the pan, added it to my rice and beans, and, you know, like, you're absolutely right. There's no stress here. There's no nothing. Everything's fine. And that's the thing you get if you have a little bit of preparation. Now, of course, a freezer can go out. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Abby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mentally, though, I'm more scared right now of just being at home and getting diabetes. I feel like I'm more at risk of getting diabetes right now at this point because I'm just like cooking food and, you know, hanging out at home, and I'm home more and I'm home all the time. But, you know, that's dangerous. Being at home mentally, like, it's not good.
Well, remove sugar from your prep list then. That'll help a little bit, maybe.
Thanks for the call, Abby.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
855-450-3733.
Lesson 3. And this is my favorite on this list because, as I was saying, I am all over the map. Lesson 3, diversify your skill set.
Okay.
Many of the previous well-off families were forced into lives of extreme poverty. As the cushy jobs vanished and monetary assets tanked, people who had no real useful skills suffered the most. Previous wealthy parents watched in horror as their children died of starvation or illness that they could not afford to fight off. Mothers and fathers die by sacrificing their own needs for their children, leaving their children alone to fend for themselves. When times get tough, you'll need to figure out how to scratch out a living, learn how to provide an essential service to others to trade or barter for it. Figure out
more than one.
Bunches. I just go all over the map because one might work and one and two others might not. So you just gotta try everything.
Right.
Figure out how to secure critical resources and turn those into necessary goods or services. It's best if you acquire these self-reliant survival skills today. Don't wait for the collapse to happen. You need to start figuring out how to do different things now.
Make hay while the sun shines.
Lesson four, we were just talking about this. You must stay mentally prepared. And stop watching all that damn fear porn out there. Because that's all it is. Listen to this show. We're going to talk about the real numbers. We're going to advise you to be mentally sane in these trying times. We're going to talk about things like prepper lists and what you should do to prepare for all this. Stay away from that fear porn, man.
I think that if I was checking out a media, I'd check out all media. If you want to listen to Free Talk Live, by all means, listen. What we try to do is have a conversation. So if the world is having a conversation about Corona, Free Talk Live can't really avoid a conversation about Corona. Nope. I can tell you there have been times in my life when I've checked out of media, and it feels good. Often on vacations, when I, you know, step away for a couple of weeks.
Is that social media as well as?
I try to get away from it all. I have people out there that are.
You probably just got away from Wi-Fi that's been irradiating your brain. By the way, I turned mine off a month and a half ago. Okay. I deactivated it. I am sleeping better.
You have no internet at all?
I have internet, but it's all hardwired.
Okay.
But I turned the Wi-Fi off. And I'm thinking I'm sleeping better. I'm not sleepwalking anymore or talking in my sleep or waking.
You think that the radio waves from the
I don't know. Okay. I just wanted to try it out because of this whole 5G conspiracy that's out there. It's going to start, it's going to turn us all into lizards or something.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I don't buy it, but as a radio guy, I'm not going to. I worked under a 1,000-watt AM tower for years, and I know people that have worked under 100,000-watt FM towers. Whatever. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. We might be able to squeeze you in. No reason not to call. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
And we're going through this list of sort of prepping lessons learned from the Great Depression.
Yeah, not necessarily what you should have in your cupboard, but just the whole concept behind surviving a crucial event that just might take place.
Let me tell you about another crucial event. ForkFest 2020 is going on. It's from June the 29th through July the 5th, and it's at Rogers Campground in beautiful the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Now, I don't know how many people are going to be there, but I can tell you Ian intends to go. He is not going to have his fun stopped. So if you want to go and be part of the fun at ForkFest, there's no itinerary. It's what you plan. You want to serve food, serve food. You want to give lessons on how to build an AR-15, do that. Whatever you want to do, it's ForkFest.com. It's just liberty-loving individuals hanging out at a campground in northern New Hampshire. Go to the website to find out more. ForkFest. As in, what you eat with, forkfest.com. Go ahead and give me another one of these.
So lesson four was stay mentally prepared.
Got it.
Lesson five, and this is my problem. If I hold this, all this list, my problem is strong family bonds.
Oh, okay.
And being an individualist, being my little guy out there and my all by my lonesome, that's what's going to get me killed.
No man's an island,
One surprising statistic from the Great Depression, divorce rates basically non-existent.
Really?
Because it's just...
As bad as it is in here, it's worse out there.
It's just, I might hate the woman, but good God, she can cook some beans.
Yeah,
or take care of the kids. So this is what I need to work on. We'll see.
I wonder why those magazines that you see at the supermarket checkout are always having these people getting divorced. Well, these people have a lot more money than we do. They're used to everything being done for them. And I'm not speaking about all of them, but the reason that you don't see as many long-term marriages in Hollywood is that's not, people, they have too much.
Yeah.
They're too fat and sassy.
Lesson 6.
I guess they're not fat.
Honest work can be hard to find. You might do what a lot of them, a lot of good old boys did. All throughout this century,
gray market stuff,
gray black market stuff. Yeah. So you might run some shine, you might run some speakeasies or some gambling outfits. You know, you might have to break the law.
Number, like the Dukes of Hazzard,
like the good old boys.
The good old boys.
Lesson 7.
They didn't mean no harm.
So this kind of is in line with the last one. Vices were in high demand. So basically cigarettes, alcohol, gambling, all those good things.
Right. Well, getting cigarettes from places where they're cheaper to places they're more expensive is something that people are doing right now.
Yeah.
And that's what business is. Business is moving something
that people want.
That's, you know, less valuable one place to a place where it's more valuable. And that may be on the internet. It may be whatever, shipping, whatever it is.
Lesson 8. Stretching your dollar, and you should be doing this all the damn time. Being a frugal person requires that, hey, you might not get a new pair of shoes this year because the last ones are just fine. They still got sole on, they still got tread. Make that dollar stretch. Do a little bit of shopping. Shop around. Don't shop at just one outfit. I go to 3 different grocery stores, and I buy a different thing from each one because they specialize in, you know, different groceries that I either prefer because of their taste or because they're cheaper.
Our monetary system is based on the velocity of money, the idea of getting people to spend more and more and more and more. In a system where currency is backed by nothing, people who practice thrift are rewarded many times over.
Yeah, you don't have to work as many hours at your dead-end job because you're making that dollar stretch. This is my boat. People are like, how the hell can you work a part-time job like you do and have everything that you have? It's because I shop around. I save a lot of money not buying a new jet ski or a new snowmobile or whatever. Or, you know, to me, having my time is more valuable than having a lot of money and a lot of material
wealth. Leisure.
Yeah. Lesson 7 is diets and health suffered. So basically, you can't just live off of rice.
Yeah.
If you're gonna stock up. You need your vitamin C. You need your protein. You need all of that. You do have to work on your inventory. Lesson 10, mass migration was common.
Yep. People moved where labor was less valuable to where labor was more valuable.
I'm getting ready to dig a shallow well. If you already have your well and it dries up and you try to dig another one on that property and you can't find water, you might have to move. You might have to go where the water is. You might have to go where you can grow, where the crops are going to grow. You might be in the wrong spot, so you might have to.
Rain barrels.
You might have to pick up and move. Or yeah, you might have to figure out how to store, collect water off your roof. Lesson 11.
This is the last one, right?
Creative art is a silver lining.
Art is a silver lining.
I guess what they're going into is, that's what's keeping us alive right now. It's the damn Tiger King. So the media is keeping people happy. So this is what you do when you have a little time off.
I am loving Tiger King.
All right. Lesson 12, self-reliance is key. I don't have any problem in this book. This is my Conan the Stoic. This is what I concentrate on all the time is having as much knowledge that I can of every subject matter. I am a jack of all trades, a master of none, and it could be bad, you know, if you're trying to master things. But knowing a little bit of everything is the key to success.
Stoic Talk Live.
For everything. Go ahead, caller.
It's David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I live off rainwater, and I live in the desert.
Yeah, you have this whole prepping thing down to a science. You're a man who manages to live on hundreds of dollars a year.
Yeah, you got the. If I didn't have this phone, I would need, you can live on $200 a month, and you don't need a freezer. I got to get in this. You got to hear what these politicians said today on the radio. Coronavirus. Two things. First one, this guy is Darren White. He's a former sheriff, former cabinet secretary, former chief of public safety, city of Albuquerque, former candidate for Senate, current holder of one of the few licenses to sell CBD marijuana, medical marijuana in the state of New Mexico. In other words, he's hooked up. There's all kinds of controversy about him. He also has a radio program every day on KKOB here in Albuquerque. Today he said some snitch called in to rat out some small business, the little storefront strip mall type business that sold only clothing, and so they weren't essential. And I wonder one side of this little clothing store was Big Lots, and they were essential. On the other side of this little clothing store was another Big Lots type store. I can't remember which one, but one you would know. And they were considered essential. And so this guy stayed open, and some guy driving by who was an essential worker, so he had a right to be out, called in and snitched this guy out. And this Darren White guy on the radio says, well, you can say the name. Go ahead, say the name so that people know who's cheating the system. And so the guy said the name of this little business, and Sheriff Darren White, Cabinet Secretary Darren White, candidate for Senate Darren White, Chief of Public Safety Albuquerque Darren White, current license holder to sell pot after he arrested all the rest of yo asses for selling pot all those years, former Houston police officer Darren White, former Army Ranger Darren White, snitched out this little clothing seller on air, intentionally dragged it out of the guy. The guy wasn't even going to name the business until Darren encouraged him to name the business, Darren White, Albuquerque, New Mexico. What a, oh God. And then there's another one.
There's a lot of sanctimony that's going around right now.
Oh, they feel good about stitching out these people who aren't wearing masks, or they're standing too close to another person.
I can't tell you how many people got a hold of me and breathlessly are saying, I mean, more than one. I could probably put them on one hand how many people did it. But I mean, when you have three people contact you about something, it's feeling like you're getting bombarded. About Ian going out at night in Central Square for these nightcaps. Now, I will point out, at no point has he reached the number of people that are actually illegal for a public gathering at these things. He's just trying to. And, like, the very thought that he would walk outside and hang out with his friends is enough that people are, like, breathlessly contacting
him. And probably coming from people who know better.
Right.
Who know better that this is...
I don't know what people know. I frankly have to say that I think that the human race is a doomed predatory ape. And, you know, the fact that we got as far as we did is incredibly unlikely, and is all I have to do is proof and evidence for that statement.
Such a pessimist. At least go with the simulation theory that it was supposed to be like this.
No.
95% NPCs, and by the way, it's probably not that. We're all NPCs, but we're just at different levels. In fact, that is the name of the game. That is the true purpose of the hardship simulation that we're dealing with. It's to break out of your NPC ways and gain enlightenment.
Non-player character, and it comes from the terms from, like, I think Dungeons & Dragons. Thank you for the call. Appreciate
games
it.
In general.
Yep. Where they, you know, if the dungeon master, the person who's setting the game up, he's playing a character, you know, instead of a player playing a character.
Correct.
Right. That's it.
So someone's got to sell you gear, and it's always the merchant. The merchant's not real.
Check it out at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.